It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Well, hey there, what's going on? It's Brock and Hunter.
Hey, you son of a bitch. Jesus Christ.
You dumb slut. It is the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. It's not better. Just more. So this morning, Hunter, it is more work. I know, right? Hey, we want you guys to do a podcast. Damn it. Well, this morning, I wanted to talk about the bottle deposit that we have here in Michigan. Now, obviously, everyone here knows that you buy any carbonated beverage. It's 10 cents deposit.
Well, you moved here 3 years ago, and one of the first things you came and said to me, what?
Yeah.
10 cents a bottle?
Yeah. It was weird, because I always knew, I mean, everyone growing up sees the little stamp on the bottle or whatever says, okay, in Oregon and Washington, you get this, and then in Michigan, a couple other places, you get 10 cents.
Some places it's 5 cents, some places 10.
But I didn't realize that you had to put a 10-cent deposit in.
Yeah, so you're really not getting anything
out
of it.
So if you buy a six-pack, you're paying an extra 60 cents on top of it, all right? But then you can return those and get 60 cents back. However, that may very well change because of a proposal, a legislation proposed by a Detroit area Republican. If it gets passed in the lame duck session, we won't be paying 10 cents anymore. Representative Joe Bellino of Monroe says the deposit isn't helping the state's overall recycling numbers.
We think because we have the bottle bill, we do a great job with recycling. But when we look at the stats, we stink around the Midwest and nationally when it comes to total recycling.
Now he says pop and beer bottles and cans are only a small amount of what can be recycled.
We do a great job with bottles and cans, but that's less than 13% of all recycling that could be done. So we do a great job with bottles and cans. We stink at everything else. We need to incentivize recycling, get more recycling centers.
Bellino's bill would end up and end the bottle deposit law at the end of 2022. The law was enacted in 1976.
So you buy a six-pack. You're not going to pay deposits. So you're paying the regular price, and you get to take them back, so you get to make 60 cents.
I actually really like this. Because here's my take on it, if I'm going to play devil's advocate, is why should it be required to put that 10 cents in? If, let's say, you don't plan on recycling, let's say I don't care about recycling. I'm throwing this right in the trash.
So you're basically handing the government 60 cents.
You're handing the government 60 cents. Yeah. Now, again, I do believe in recycling. I think it's great. I think we need to do more of it.
Absolutely.
But it is also kind of crappy. You buy a 30-pack of beer, that's an extra $3 on top.
Absolutely.
And for someone that's like, I don't plan on recycling this, why should I have to pay an extra $3? It's kind of ridiculous when you think about it.
Situations where like grandma takes all the cans back, she benefits for the all the money. Yeah, I think I do agree with you. But the more you explain this and the more you talk about it, earlier I was like, I don't know. Maybe there's an incentive because you have to pay the deposit to bring them back. But the way you put it there, it almost makes you feel like you're making money. So
exactly.
I think there's going to be a more incentive to
take
it back.
A jump in recycling, because now, let's say, okay, I do buy a 30-pack. All right, let's say that 30-pack cost me $20. Well, now I'm getting $3 back. That's really only a $17 30-pack. However,
that's a couple double cheeseburgers to go with that
30-pack.
That
really is. And I think about it lots of times. There's times where I'm cleaning out my car, and maybe just at like a gas station, and I throw the can away because I'm like, well, I don't want to keep this can laying around, but I want my 10 cents back. In the morning, you and I usually have an energy drink.
Yeah.
But I'm not taking that energy, that can home with me, so I'm throwing away 10 cents constantly.
Absolutely.
But the government still got my money.
Yeah.
So I am behind this 110%, and I tell you what, I'd be even more thrifty and more more responsible with my recycling because I'm actually getting money.
And plus, you know what I mean? If you think about it too, you're gonna have a lot less beer cans rolling around your truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should probably take those in.
Right.
I think this is fantastic, and also I'm not a big fan of unnecessary taxes. I'm not a fan of double taxation really shouldn't be a thing. That's why we pretty much did the Boston Tea Party.
Especially when you figure out where your tax money's going.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I think this will really start a conversation here in Michigan. I don't think it'll go through because the government's going to be like, whoa. No, you want us to give up all that money?
I agree. I totally agree with you, man, just as long as they don't take away the deposit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I don't think they ever would.
Yeah.
I think what will happen is this will go through, it'll get squashed, and we'll all just live with the fact that we pay an extra 10 cents, the government gets their money. Like me right now, I got three garbage bags full of cans at the house, and I'm probably, I'll wait a little bit more, maybe wait till I get 10, then I'm going to go take them in.
Well, when we first met, we went golfing a few times, and you kept driving by the trash cans at each hole and looking at all the empty cans. You're like, man.
There's another perfect example. You go to a golf course and you buy the beer there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not keeping those cans.
No.
You're just throwing them away.
And those golf course beers aren't cheap.
No. No, now granted, they're paying for them, but they're probably getting a little extra on top, which is fine. You got to make money, but that's what it is. When you're buying that, you're paying the everything they buy, they're paying that deposit on. Of course, they're going to pay more because that's money. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm driving by. I'm like, God, there's $3 in that trash can right there.
Oh.
It adds up. I know 10 cents doesn't seem like a lot, but
it adds up.
It adds up pretty. Yeah. 10 cans, you got a buck right
there.
You
got a couple good parties. Yep. You're going to walk away with some cash.
Yeah. But, dude, when we just did the bus trip, here at the station, we did that five-figure death punch Breaking Benjamin bus trip. I took everyone's cans off the bus.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll take those cans. Give them to me. Put them in my cooler. Went home. Rinsed them out.
Remember when they didn't have the bottle returns, though, and you just bag everything up, take them to the gas station, and be like, there's 84 cans
and
in there.
And, see, that was a big thing. I first learning about all this, people would tell us that they would take a garbage bag, but what they would do is they would take, like, a two-liter bottle and, like, wrap it in duct tape to fill the space and then add weight to it and then fill it around. So, really, you were getting paid way more for way less.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why they had now the bottle. And that's fine. I don't mind them regulate. I don't mind sitting there for half an hour putting cans in.
Sticky hands.
I smell
like old beer.
I rinse mine out. I'm very good about rinsing mine out. Yeah.
Well, don't take mine back because you'll find cig butts.
And... Or you get that where it's just that crease right in the wrong spot and it won't read the can.
Or it won't rotate on the belt. Come on, you damn
Come
can.
On. Oh, this does not accept that. Oh, there's too much liquid in there. Damn it. Just take it. So I think this is interesting, and I am all for it. I think it would increase recycling by, I would say, at least 20%.
You know, I love to disagree with you, Brock, but I'm going to have to agree with you on this one.
You can't, because it's facts. And I am smart, and you are dumb. So, hey, we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll get rid of that 10-cent deposit and get a little extra cheddar in our bank account because we're returning them cans, man. All right, that's going to do it for this Plan B After Show podcast. Make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 WIRX. And as always, check out more, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show Diaries. Everything is there for you. And you can just get more Plan B Morning Show than you ever need.
We take some cans back?
Let's take some cans
back. Let's do it, man.
Like an old-timey prospector with his gold. We'll see you guys next time.